We're talking about boundaries today. But in order to set boundaries, you need to have your own established first. Duh. I'll try to break it down with analogies and examples to make it make sense. This is definitely something we're going to have to revisit in the future because it's a never-ending cycle, such as life. Put a pit in a check-in. But back to your own boundaries. Welcome. Step one, know yourself and your limits. What are your most important, non-negotiable, key elements for yourself? That's the first question I literally want you to ask yourself. Now, I don't want to use work as an example, but it's literally the most relatable when it comes to life. What else would hit the same on a universal level? I feel like school possibly could, but then again, whatever. We're going to stick with work. Going to start off with a couple of my elements of self. Number one, time. My and your time are valuable. Please be respectful when it comes to time. Now, an example for this, feel free to email me at 11:59 p.m. with a request, but don't expect a reply after close of business. I can even offer this advice for said fictional email. Schedule send so you aren't blowing up someone's inbox in the wee hours. It's all about consideration. Translate that into all other means of communication, of course. But just stay with me. That brings me to my second element of self, communication. From a creator perspective, this is unavoidable. And the better the level of communication is, the more successful the outcome will be. An example of this, let's say there's a request. Beyond my normal project request form, it's for a new client I haven't worked with before, like ever. Take time to fill in the prompts rather than filling it out in less than 5 minutes, like a pop quiz. The more information and detail provided upfront builds that initial understanding and even the relationship. And if I want to be extra about it, which I am, it saves us both time. Mind you, this would be a case of communication prior to having an actual conversation. So filling out a form, I'm communicating to you valid key points that are, you know, typical when it comes to making a project. What is it for? Who's the audience? Have you done this in the past? What do you want it to look like? Do you have any like make or break features? Of course, I'm just rambling off just random questions that I would typically ask, but what the form does, it kind of eliminates the initial first five questions before we actually sit down and talk. Because when I sit down and talk or interface with somebody, I'd rather spend that time learning more about their style, how they feel like they want it to look aesthetically, and what they feel would be successful so I can create that. Yeah. So don't be vague. That's what I'm getting at. Don't be vague. Actually take the time to do so, not only to fulfill my process, but your end result, hands down, will be better. Trust me. My third element, respect. Yes, money, power, respect, the key to life. Bonus points if you caught it. But respect, more than surface level, niceties and courtesies, goes pretty deep. How do you make someone respect you? You can't. You simply give that person space to be. And if they show you through their actions, language, or lack of, that's just what it is. An example for this would be, I'm going to keep this one light because it can get heavy. In an instance of making a request, let's say it's a light lift job. Revising or touching up an image. Can you pretty it up? Can you just zhuzh it up? And so on, and so on, and so on. Now you're probably saying, do people really say this to you? Yes, more often than not, across all industries. Yes, yes, they do. And they don't realize, one, this is not a helpful set of instructions or guidance for said project. Two, it largely demeans my work, talent, skill, and expertise. Three, what? How you just tell somebody to pretty it up? Like, can you provide some background on what you would like the image to look like? What hasn't worked historically, if that information is available to you? And what is pretty to you? Like, hello? We'll stay away from the subjectiveness of it all, because I think at this point, you get it. Imagine going to a restaurant just saying, I'm hungry, feed me. That is the literal equivalent to what I'm talking about. Your waitress or waiter, you know, depending on where you're at, they might make a recommendation. But even if I wanted a recommendation, or I'm asking like, hey, what's good here? I'm going to say that. I'm not going to say, feed me. Can you satiate my hunger right now? That doesn't make sense. That's so weird. Let me stop. But yeah. Like, it's an ongoing trope for artists and creatives in general when somebody just tells you to just pretty something up. It just makes it so basic sounding. You won't get a visible cringe from me, but I'm for sure going to look at you different. And they do that kind of weird nervous laugh after they say it. Like, come on, you know what I mean? But I don't, though. Like, as good at analysis and reading people and kind of knowing or having an idea of what people want. Let me not say knowing, because that'll be overstepping myself. I'm not confident in a position where you're telling me to just pretty something up. What does that even mean? So to review my non-negotiable key elements of self, for step one, knowing yourself and your limits, time, communication, and respect. Feel free to come up with your own. It doesn't have to be three, but I feel like at least two is a good place to start at. You don't want an never-ending list, because you want to make sure it's attainable and possible, because if you do too much, you won't even be able to stick to your own boundaries. Like, come on now. Step two, treat others how you want to be treated. Simple enough, grade school guidance, right? One would think. A big misconception is while you tend to be everything for everyone, it'll be your time eventually. When? I almost spoke to y'all in Creole, but not that I don't believe in just getting things done that are easily attainable to help others out, because duh, have you met me? But my biggest piece of advice for anyone, and this often comes up when I share about caretaking, self-care, anything within this realm. Listen up. Do not forget yourself. I'll say it one more time, give you a nice little buffer to go grab a pen or clickety-clack on your keyboard. Do not forget yourself. Just as much as you are on the lookout and considering others within situations you may be in, you must do this for yourself as well. If you don't, who else will? As much as I hate to say it, that position that you're at, it's still going to be there whether you're there or not. But it's true. In order to make it work, you have to practice your boundaries towards others while recognizing their own. It's all about mutual respect to make it work. You see that connection? Back to the respect? All the circles. But yeah, you can't ask for something or make an ask, request, or whatever, and then expect somebody to not only adhere to your practices, but you're not open or willing to respect theirs or hear them out. Two-way street, man. Step three. knowing your range, or don't be afraid of saying no. Who knows you better than you? Nobody. Bonus points if you sung it like Keith Sweat. But when it comes to reinforcing your lane or your position, I don't want to say checking someone. So let's say correcting the course in an instance where your boundary was tested. Example, an after-hours message or email was sent. What can you do in the situation to let the other person know this ain't it? A, ignore the late message and reply during business hours moving forward. B, message them back immediately and let them know you'll get back to them at a decent hour. C, none of the above. This is literally a trick rhetorical question, since the answer truly depends on you and how you wish to respond. For me, I wouldn't respond until the morning. Even if I did decide to draft a message upon receiving it. Remember that schedule send function I mentioned earlier? Yeah, and included in my message would be something along the lines of providing my hours of operation. They really might not be aware or didn't have a chance to read through your entire statement of work or letter of agreement before signing it, because, you know, legal. But honestly, when's the last time you read terms and conditions in their entirety? Exactly. This way, the messaging is clear, and I didn't break my boundary by responding after hours. Could do a little self-check depending if I did tend to type out my response, because sometimes I'll do that just to save myself time. That's just habitual, but even with that, I'm kind of behind the scenes doing that. You won't know that unless I told you, which I just did. Oh my God. Now everybody knows. No, not really. I don't do that in every case, but that was just for this example. But reinforcing communication. I swear, I'm not doing this on purpose. The stronger your boundaries are, the more freedom you will experience showing up as yourself. And that's it. Not really, but that's all for now. Next boundary episode, we'll focus on your input and possibly some tips from your faves. Be sure to connect with us on Spotify using the poll and Q&A section. Boundary free, of course, and on social via Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, or verbalvibemode.com. Or you can even leave a voicemail using Anchor. All links are in the description box. In this instance right here, send a message at any time. There are no boundaries when it comes to social media. I keep coming back to it. I'm still working on it. That social media episode is going to happen, especially because, especially with Swarm coming up. If you haven't looked at that trailer, I'm going to put that link in the description box as well, because you need to see that as well. And yes, I'm going to be reviewing that because, duh, you already know what time it is. Like, hello? Starring Dominique Fishback, created by Donald Glover and Janine Neighbors? Come on now. That's a done deal. And I can't wait. That's going to be on Amazon Prime, by the way, starting next month in March on the 17th. Stay tuned. Either way, bye. Peace.